There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats.
It's now time for the cheap seats here on K Country 95. Here's your host, Hayden Savage.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Cheap Seats here on K Country 95. We've got a cool episode coming up here for you. We've got Ryan Mallett, a former Arkansas Razorback quarterback that's joined the staff at Mountain Home to coach football this year. And we have the Missouri legend, Steve Airey. So make sure you keep it right here on K Country 95. Coming up on the next side of the break, we'll talk to Steve Airey. And after that, we'll talk to former Razorback quarterback, Ryan Mallett. So like I said, when we come back, we'll talk to Steve Airey. This is all presented by the Ecom Sports Network, ESN. Back here on the Cheap Seats here on K Country 95, joining me is the great Missouri legend, a former 1983 graduate of Thayer High School, Mr. Steve Airey. Mr. Airey, thank you for coming on, and let me say congratulations on the great hire and being able to go to Mountain Home. That's a tremendous program, or it's fixing to be with you there.
I hope so. We're really excited. We've had a couple big hires in the last month, and look forward to changing things around over there.
That's for sure. Now, we'll talk just a little bit about your history first, but let's go ahead and talk about it. You've got two big hires so far, and maybe a few more to come, but let's go ahead and talk about Ryan Mallett, a former Arkansas Razorback quarterback. That was a huge hire on your end. How did that go down?
You know, I think Ryan's building a house over here in the area, and he had visited with a few people and had expressed some interest in coaching. So I thought, well, I'm going to pick up the phone. I'd rather him coach with me as somebody else. I'd rather coach with him as against him.
I get that.
So, anyway, we, you know, I didn't have a staff put together or anything, and I didn't know if we'd get him hired on. I wouldn't have the staff to help me install some passing game and work with my quarterbacks. They haven't thrown the ball much over there, and pretty much a wishbone offense, and anyway, I called him up and he says, yeah, I'd love to help you out and we'll get out. And so we start working the kids out in the mornings and he's working with our junior high kids, working with our high school kids. It happens, you know. He had to take his Arkansas practice and had to commit to it. He was still under contract, you know. He still had an agent, hadn't retired from the league or anything like that. So anyway, right now, everything's kind of falling in place and we have Coach Mallett aboard.
That's for sure. And you've got another coach now. You want to tell us a little bit about him?
Well, you guys will be glad to get rid of him, I'll tell you that. you know, we hired Coach Ackland, and I know you guys have been rivals with him forever down there. But anyway, we was visiting, and he said, boy, I really like Mountain Home, and I go over there and fish all the time. And he has some friends over here, and he just likes the area.
Right.
So, anyway, I said, well, let's kick this around a little bit. If you want to come over here, let's see if we can make it happen. And he jumped states, and here we are. We got two old SCA guys and an ex-Razorback, and it's just all been falling into place. And then I think his son, Jance, is going to help us as well. He's got some student teaching that he has to do at Evangel.
Right.
And so I really feel good about how our offense is going to play out.
I mean, we're talking about it. It almost seems like you've already got your dream season in place. You've got who you think you need to get.
I do. I really do. You know, sometimes you think, boy, we really probably could use an offensive line guy that's a lot better than I am. You know, you look at ways you could probably get another upgrade. Boy, we really feel solid. I mean, I didn't envision it. I could get this good this quick as far as hiring coaches.
Right. And now you've posted a 182-95. You've got a really good winning record now. And, I mean, I know you don't go to another place that you don't think that you can't win at. I mean, that's a coach's philosophy. And, I mean, you plan on building this program one win in the last 30 seasons, and you plan on, like you have at every other school you've been at, a complete turnaround.
That's my mindset. I know I'm probably going to have a few years of building process, but I have a lot of confidence in just my ability to get kids to work hard.
Right.
And putting good people around me. And, you know, it's never a Steve Airey thing. It's always a – I've been really lucky to have good coaches around me, and that's what I'm always going to try to do. And I feel like I have that, and I feel like we're not going to do anything but just get better.
All right, well, let's go back to 1983, a graduate of the Thayer High School, and you played with, of course, their head football coach, Billy Weber. And sounds like you guys have got quite the track record.
Yeah, you know, we went through elementary school together, junior high together, high school together, roomed in college together, and then we played against each other, you know, when we were both in the SCA for years. We never could get away from each other, really. But Billy's like family to me. And we have always, always been around each other, it seems like. So got to see him get inducted to the Hall of Fame a few months ago.
Right.
And he's well-deserved. The guy does a phenomenal job down there.
Now, you're a Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. We mentioned that earlier. You coached at Willow Springs, Mountain Grove, West Plains, Harrison, and now Mountain Home. Your combined record, 182-95. And then you went to college with Billy Weber, correct? And you went to Central Methodist College. Now, coming out of college, what was going on there? Did you go straight into coaching, or were you looking at other options?
No. I had broke my leg when I was a sophomore in high school. And I kind of knew right then. It took me one season of being sidelined to know that that was my thing. I love football.
Right.
And my dad worked my butt off as a kid. Got out and did some other jobs. Well, I just really never found my niche in life. I enjoyed football, and that was about it.
Right.
So I just stuck with it.
So coming out of college, you went just straight into coaching. You knew that you belonged behind a headset on the sideline.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, now you've moved into the coaching. Like we mentioned, Willow Springs, you turned around Mountain Grove, and then West Plains. And West Plains is now still pretty good after the Airey effect is what I've heard before. And so what do you have to say about those programs that you had rebuilt in the past?
You know, it's kind of funny that every one of those programs had gone for a number of years. You know, Mountain Grove had some success. They had only won like two championships in 20 years.
Right.
But, you know, Willow Springs hadn't won one in 30, and West Plains, I don't even know. They had won zero in the Ozark Conference.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things is when you go into those things is anybody that doesn't know anything about education, you're always looking to chase a bigger job and a bigger pay salary because it affects your retirement for the rest of your life. So most of the moving I did was for my future, you know.
Right.
But every one of them was a good move. I enjoyed every one of them. The thing that all the kids had in common was they was receptive to working hard. And kids work hard, they're gonna do good things.
Right.
I had a guy tell me one time. This is a good piece of advice. He told me, he says, Steve always put those expectations really high on those kids because. If they're high, they'll meet that. And you give them low expectations, they'll meet that too.
Right.
So we always put an emphasis on high expectations and working hard.
Now, why don't you put us just a little bit behind? You're at Harrison High School, or junior high, and you're the head coach there for a while, or for a year. And now Mountain Home. Tell us how that hiring process went.
Coach Wells and I are good friends. We had coached against each other when he was at Nixon and when he was at Kickapoo. And anyway, we had played against each other and felt a pretty good relationship and definitely respect for each other. I have all the respect in the world for that guy. He's really successful. But anyway, he hired me on as a freshman coach and got through half the year there, and this Mountain Home job came open. Didn't know if I would get it or not. I really thought I'd be happy being a freshman coach. But the thing about being a freshman coach is I had to go back to the classroom. And I really didn't enjoy the classroom. I enjoyed the weight room.
Right.
So I got my opportunity to get back into high school football and get back in the weight room. And that's my home. That's where I want to be. So I came open. I think there was 22, 24 applicants. And I got lucky and landed it. Really didn't think I would get it, but I got it. And I'm just thankful. that right now, that they let me out of my contract, let me move in there January 27th, and here today, it's 3 months later, and we got three big hires, and I hired another guy, junior high. He's not let me release his name yet, but got me a real good junior high coach, too.
We'll be excited to hear that name for sure. Now, well, let's talk a little bit. What are you doing now as a football coach? I know you're telling your kids what workouts to do at home, stuff like that. What can you do right now with your kids while, of course, Arkansas schools shut down? How are you staying in contact? How are you keeping in shape with them? Stuff like that.
We have a Google Classroom, and we every day they're all supposed to report. They're gonna get a workout. They're supposed to do their workout. Reply whether they've done their workout or not. I try to get them to give me feedback, whether it be pictures, videos, personal bests. I try to get feedback from them that way. I'll pick up the phone and call 4, 5, 6 guys a day and just check on them, say, hey, how you doing? What's going on? We started Zoom meetings, which is online meetings. Coach Ackland had his first one Tuesday, installing offense, and I'll have one this week as well. But we're gonna start meeting with them online, and it's like FaceTime, you know? So
now,
get the whole team on there.
Right. So now, once you move in, this thing settles down, the whole pandemic and stuff, and you get back into the weight room, you get back onto the field, what are your plans to get this stuff moving, get your offense in place, defense in place? What's your plans for that?
You know, what we're thinking right now is we're trying to get some install online. Kids have got notebooks, papers, and pens. They need to be studying because we've just told them, so we're going to hit the ground running.
Right. And you almost have to.
Yeah, you almost have to. And we'll just see how fast we can get things in. The beauty of it was, it's not like Missouri. I got in here. Coach Mallett and I had got started with these kids, you know, early February. And that really helped us a lot. Just we got a little bit in. So it's didn't get much, but we got a little bit in. That's better than nothing. We have to show up in June, you know.
All right, well, it said that, and I'm reading stuff from whenever you were hired back in January, and, I mean, everybody that has wrote an article, the thing I've seen is that you're excited to be there, and that is good for fan bases, that's good for parents, kids that are playing under you, and sounds like you've got a fire lit under you and you're ready to go play some football.
I love football, and that's the one thing I'll always bring to the game is there's a lot of emotion, a lot of energy. It's something I have to have. It's my drug. It's my adrenaline. I can't live without it. And then, you know, the competitive, you get away from it, step away from it for one season like I did, and it kind of rekindles your fire too.
Right.
So I'm like a first year coach right now. I'm ready to go.
And whenever you come out of the gate, what's your plan? Are you gonna? I mean, what is your plan? Run it, throw it. What have you got?
We're gonna work on both, and we're gonna put a little of my offense with a little bit of Coach Ackland's offense. You know, I think both of us are gonna have a little bit of learning curves getting into a new league. But one thing you know you're gonna find out is 6A football is a lot different than Class 2 football.
Right.
You know, there's just so many more athletes on the field. It's hard to find that weak sister out there, so to speak.
Right.
And, you know, you have to be really good. And I don't know. I think you have to be really balanced. And I know when I made the jump to the Ozark Conference from the SCA, it took me a year to catch on to it.
Right.
I made my share of mistakes. But we're going to try to have everything in. And I mean, be balanced. Everything we do, we're gonna have it all in.
Now,
see what works best for us.
Now, Ryan Mallett being on your team, we've mentioned it 5,000 times. If I haven't talked about it already today, huge hire for you, but it's also a huge hire for your players and making them into young men and going out into the world and stuff like that. But Ryan Mallett's experience in college and in NFL, that's also helping these players that if they want the idea of thinking that they are a 3 or 4-star recruit, that they might have a shot. And the Razorbacks with Mallett, that might help them out a little bit more.
You know, he has brought a whole different kind of energy to the team. It's funny, he's just a legend in Arkansas. I think we put that out on Facebook, and I hadn't looked at it lately, but I remember looking at it 2 days later, and it already had 500-some shares.
Right.
That's how excited the people of Arkansas around here are.
Right.
And he does. He brings a whole different energy to the kids. He brings hope. He's going to be a tremendous recruiting tool, whether it be, you know, he knows people, and people may come in and visit. And I know he's already helping me with the scouting aspect, knowing coaches in other areas of the state.
Right.
He's just going to be valuable in all kinds of ways.
And we're definitely excited to see Mountain Home Bomber football. And I think about everybody, and I know you are especially ready to get back out on the field. I think everybody needs some football in their life.
Hey, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I know a lot of people missing baseball, missing basketball, missing football. It's just not the same without having sports, but high school football is the best of all of them.
Agreed.
I'll go with that.
So, all right, well, thank you for your time, and congratulations on the puzzle pieces falling into place, if you could say, at Mountain Home.
I believe that with all my heart. I think good things are going to happen at Mountain Home, Arkansas.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Back here on the Cheap Seats here on K-Country 95, joining me is a former Razorback great, Ryan Mallett. And let me go ahead and tell you, it's an honor to be able to talk to you, and now it's an honor for you to be able to be on the show.
Well, you know what? It's part of the job, and I kind of like this part to get to talk about, you know, the future of the program and moving forward. So I'm excited about it.
Right. And everybody's saying Steve Airey, he's already a heck of a coach. Now he's got a heck of a hire. And I know you're ready to go play some football.
Oh, yes, sir. I think Coach Airey's done a great job of putting together a solid staff, and he continues to put it together. I know we're excited to be out of quarantine and be able to see the kids,
right,
not through a computer. So I'm sure, I know Coach probably feels the same way. So,
all right, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You graduated from Texas High School in Texarkana, Texas. You're the number 2 quarterback and number 4 overall player in the nation by Rivals. You're the Gatorade Player of the Year in Texas in 2006. You participated in the U.S. Army All-American Bowl in 2007, won the Glenn Davis Army Award for the best player on the West team, and you chose to play at Michigan, and then things changed up a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say Michigan did a really good job recruiting me. I had a great coach there, and you know, the circumstances of me leaving had nothing to do with it. Well, it had a little bit to do with Coach Carter leaving. Actually, that was most of it to do with it. But I really enjoyed my time in Michigan, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I really learned a lot there, made a lot of great connections that I've held on to throughout the years. And, you know, I wouldn't take that back for anything.
Right, and it shows that you were recruited by, of course, Michigan and Arkansas, Alabama, Florida State, Nebraska, and Texas. So you weren't just a high school hometown kid thinking that he was just going to coach somewhere later on down the road. You knew you had a future in store.
Well, I had big dreams myself, and I worked, you know, diligently throughout, you know, my high school years and middle school years, just putting in the work to get to that point, you know, and that's kind of the mindset I had, and that's what I stuck with, and it got me some really neat places.
All right, now, like we were talking about, you're a Gatorade Player of the Year in Texas, number 4 overall player in the nation. Tell us a little bit about your high school career.
Man, I was blessed to have really good teammates and really good coaches. Actually, my offensive coordinator has gone on to win, I think, 7 of the last 10 or 7 of the last 12 state championships in Texas, which is kind of unheard of. And he was just the coordinator. We had a really good head coach who's also, I think he's at Texas Central Arkansas now. So I was really, truly blessed with that. We had a lot of talent. We had a lot of guys play college, and, you know, they really helped me out.
Now, and like we mentioned earlier, you went to Michigan over the other 5 teams that were looking at you, and you made your first appearance in Michigan in the second game of the 2007 season against Oregon, which we all know how that went, and you entered the game for... Yeah, and that's what it shows. And then on January 14th of 2008, you enrolled in the University of Arkansas. What was running through your mind then? What was your feeling right then? And we already talked about earlier how you kind of left due to the coaching situation. That had to be running through your mind. What else?
You know, that had a lot to do with it just because I knew I wasn't a spread option type quarterback, and that's what they're bringing in. And, you know, I wanted to further my career past college if I was able to. So I was just trying to be smart and put myself in a good position in the right scheme. I think I did a really smart or made a really smart decision to help my family. And then I met with Coach Petrino at Arkansas, and after I met with him, and he showed me what I get to do in his offense, and that kind of sealed the deal.
Right. And now tell me, why the University of Arkansas? What did you still have other options like Alabama or Florida State, or did those go ahead and kind of close off?
Well, I could have probably went anywhere that I wanted to, kind of like I could have out of high school. I just, you know, I narrowed it down. I didn't want to go visit a lot of schools. And
right.
I only ended up visiting Arkansas when I was actually driving home from Michigan. And the coaches had just got hired, so I wanted to check it out. My family met me up there, and so we did the whole, you know, meeting thing, and you just progress from there, and it turned out really well for me.
Now, in 2008, which was going to be your next season, you knew due to the NCAA transfer policies that you couldn't play in the 2008 season. How much did that affect your decision to leave Michigan?
Well, that didn't really have anything to do with it. I was just trying to make a good decision, a good informed decision to try to help me further my career. You know, I think some other guys run into that these days in college. It happens. You know, coaches can change from year to year. And so I just felt like that was kind of my situation. And I just tried to take advantage of it and take advantage of some relationships I had made along the way through the recruiting process.
And those who are familiar with college football know how big of a great Bobby Petrino was at Arkansas until everything went down with Coach Petrino. And how did he get you? Why did you think Coach Petrino?
He showed me some of his offense and what he could do with it, and I just, you know, I really liked that.
Right.
You know, I got to press a lot of buttons, make a lot of adjustments myself, not so much from the sideline, and that's something I really look forward to, because at Michigan, I was getting to do that as a freshman a little bit, and we were going to progress from there as I got older, and then it just didn't work out.
Now, 2009, a redshirt sophomore, you begin your career as an Arkansas Razorback, and of course under the direction of Coach Bobby Petrino. To the 2009 season, you were named ESPN Bruce Feldman as one of college football's top 10 newcomers of the year, and arm strength was a major determining factor. It said that you were questioned how far you could throw the ball. Now you are remembered as one of the Razorback's all-time greats.
You know, I had really good teammates throughout my whole career that made me look better than I ever was. So
now
I got to give the credit to them. You know, I stayed upright in the pocket a lot.
Right.
I didn't have a lot of pressure too much. And so, I mean, those guys really are the things that helped me.
And I know the NFL is probably the biggest thing on your list, and of course it would be. What is your biggest memorable Razorback game that you can probably think of?
Probably the LSU game my last year, just to get to go to the Sugar Bowl if we won that game. And
right.
You know, we lost two games earlier in that season that we easily could have won, and I didn't get to play in half of one of them because I had a concussion. And so, man, just winning that and getting back to getting Arkansas back in the national spotlight was a big deal for us.
Now, and I wrote this down in my notes before we would talk, throwing over the Honey Badger to Joe Adams for a touchdown to nearly seal the Razorbacks' win over LSU at Little Rock. I mean, Little Rock is a magic place, and I mean, being in a Razorback stadium that's packed on a close game in the SEC, especially the battle for the boot, what is going through your mind on that play?
It's something we had drawn up for a whole year, actually, because the year before, they got us with the same blitz, so we prepared. I think we actually called a timeout, or they might have, before the snap. And, you know, Coach Petrino asked me, think they're still going to be in it. I said, they showed it. Let's go ahead and call it. I said, I'll be smart. If they get out of it, I'll check it down. We'll keep the chains moving. So, you know, we got the look, and we ran it, and Joe Adams ran it to perfection.
Right. And, oh, my goodness, that was – I remember, and John Neighbors posted that the other day. If you're around social media, you've seen that happen all again. And I can't wait for football to be back, especially for the Razorbacks. And, I mean, this is just insane that I'm getting to talk to a Razorback legend such as you.
Well, I don't know about all of that, but, you know, I'm excited to start something new and,
right,
you know, get these Bombers going and get on the field, man. That's not the whole thing.
Yeah.
We're ready to get on the field. I know the kids. We got our kids are working hard, and we're really proud of them. And, you know, we're itching, man. We're itching to be able to go on the field and work with them and things like that. So, once we get all this past, you know, we'll be ready to go.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit about Mountain Home coming up, but I want to ask you about your NFL career, and you were the backup to Tom Brady. So, I mean, you were right there in the middle of it with Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and all them. And you've had your workout with many teams, and which one do you think was probably your most memorable team while you were in the NFL?
Oh, definitely there. My first year, we went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The next 2 years, we're in the AFC Championship game. You know, and then after that, I don't think I ever sniffed the playoffs again. But, you know, just going through that in my first 4 years, it was pretty neat. It was fun to be able to watch how it is to win and to know what it takes to win and the attention to detail and the work that goes into it.
Now, with what you know about Tom Brady, what is your thoughts on Gronkowski now going to Tampa?
I think it'll be interesting. It'll be fun to watch. I don't get into speculation because I have no clue.
Right.
I think it's still going to be fun to watch those two connect. I still love both those guys, two of my favorite teammates I've ever had. So it's fun to see them reunite.
Now, Brian Hoyer is a familiar name for you. And, of course, the fight for starting quarterback with the Texans, the Houston Texans at the time. I know Brian Hoyer won the starting position, and then you proved yourself. What work did you do to put in to show that you were the one that should be starting?
Well, I mean, there's a lot that goes into that time there, so I'm not going to delve too much into that because I could have a lot to say, but it's just, you know, there was a competition, and, you know, apparently he won, and we started out like that. So that's
right.
All I know, and I just continue to put my head down and work hard and try to be a good teammate. You know, and things fell apart, and I moved on.
And now we've seen that you worked out for the XFL in Tampa Bay in June, but now you chose Mountain Home. What is behind that decision?
Man, it's just time for me, I think. I'm tired of sitting around and waiting and working out and training for no reason. And I feel like I can use my other talents as far as a people person and somebody that likes to teach the game and knows the game. It can help other kids, you know, learn from that.
Now, tell us a little bit how the hiring part of this went down. How did Coach Airy reach out to you? How did this all go down?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Airy, he reached out to me, and I was hoping he would call because one of my cousins was a principal over at Harrison last year, and he knew I was coming over here, and I was looking to get certified, and I didn't know there was a coaching change at the time in progress, so it kind of worked out. It was perfect timing that I was, you know, deciding that I wanted to live over in this area of the state, and they had a job opening, and so I put my name in the hat.
And, I mean, now everybody's talking about it. That's a former Razorback, man. Anybody that was associated with you whenever you were in your NFL career, this is the talk right now. You're going to a high school, but you're going for bigger things. You're going to help out students and players that have a future, and you can help them get into the professional side of things. This is just an overall great hire by Coach Airy. And now what are your plans as you move into the 2021 season? What are your plans now?
Well, right now, just getting ready. Got to get into the film. I got plenty of time to break down the teams from our conference's film.
Right.
So we can get our resources good and well and have a bunch of clips cut up for the guys when we get back. And hopefully before then, have them a bunch of clips cut up and show them what we want, show them what we don't want. And, you know, it's kind of funny changing a philosophy when something like this happens. So it really takes the effort from the guys, which they've been showing, and that we just continue to need from them to learn what we're putting in before we ever get out on the field. And I mean, it's a great teaching tool for coaches right now, I believe.
So. Right. And you've got to have expectations now for the season, upcoming season. And I know it's hard to have expectations whenever you haven't been able to see your players play. You've got film that you can look at from last year, but you have not seen them on the practice field. So what are your expectations now for this year? I know they're going to be cut back a little bit due to not being able to see your future players out on the practice field right now, but you eventually will. And what will your expectations be for them?
My expectation is for us to go out there and get better every day, put it on the line. You know, who knows about wins and losses, and right now that doesn't even matter. Right now we got to teach. Right now we got to learn, you know, the system, And so, you know, my expectations from our guys is just go out there and get better every day because that's all you can do.
Right. And Coach Erie, he's been able to turn around the program at Willow Springs, Mountain Grove, West Plains, spent his year at Harrison and now Mountain Home. And now the plan is to try to restart this program. One win in the last 30 games. It may not be the most aspiring job, but, I mean, y'all are hoping for a turnaround. What's behind that?
Well, if you keep looking in the mirror, you're never going to go forward. So we're just trying to keep it moving forward. We're not even thinking about that. You know, we're changing the mentality about how we want to attack every day and our mindset going into when we play football. Like, we'll make sure everything's getting done off the field. Our guys will, you know, they'll be stand-up guys. They'll work hard in the classroom. But when we get them, you know, for whatever, however long it is, every day, you know, we're going to expect that long of work from them. So
right. Now,
we're just excited. We're really excited.
Right. And now on your offensive side of things, what are your plans there? What do you want to see your players doing while out on the field playing a game?
You know, we'll see. I'm not the offensive coordinator, so I'm helping right. in other areas. So we'll see, you know, in any way that I can help teach whatever position is my job or that's what coach wants me to do, that's what I'm going to do, you know. It's definitely going to be different than it was last year. It won't look quite the same.
Let me just say thanks for hopping on the show.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. I sure appreciate it.
Hey, we're looking forward to Bomber football next year. That's going to be awesome.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all have a good one.
All right, you too.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of The Cheap Seats. As always, you can go back to our award-winning website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. We'll have these interviews uploaded so you can re-listen to them. Or if you're just joining us, we talked to Ryan Mallett, former Razorback quarterback and Missouri legend Steve Erie. Again, you can go back to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. All you have to do is scroll down there in the sports section and find the Cheap Seats logo. Click on the logo, and you can find all of our archives right there. We'll have this one uploaded for you here in just a little bit. That's going to do it for this week's episode of The Cheap Seats here on K-Country 95. Coming up at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have latest news headlines with ABC and then the official Weather Channel forecast. And then Alex Rutledge and Mike Crace are going to take things over for American Roots Outdoors. Then you can join me again for the Savage Y2K Country Countdown, where we'll count down the top 12 Y2K songs coming up after ABC News at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Hayden Savage for The Cheap Seats. This has all been presented by the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.